The Players Lounge is presented by 24 Hour Fitness, the official fitness partner of the Anaheim Ducks. From best-in-class equipment to expert coaching and motivating group fitness classes, 24 Hour Fitness has what you need to find your strength.
This is an uninterrupted look into the Anaheim Ducks locker room. Hear the stories, chirps, season journey, and more from the current Ducks roster right here on the Players Lounge.
Welcome to another edition of the Players Lounge presented by 24 Hour Fitness, hanging out in the Korea studios with you. We got three special guests this afternoon: Owen Zellweger, Pavel Minchukov, and of course, Leo Carlson. Guys, thanks for coming. We appreciate it. We know you had some practice going on early today. Minty, you're not practicing because you're wounded.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it.
Just whatever it takes, just throw a brace on, right? Yeah. So you don't have to practice. It's a good thing. Owen, let's start with you for a second because you've never put on headphones and been behind a microphone before.
No.
And I can tell because the mic is like a mile away from you right now. Will you pull that closer to you?
pull down.
Joey, can you help him?
There we go.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Yeah, you're better now. So what's it like being behind the mic for you?
Oh, that's fine, I think. I don't know. It seems pretty good. I went on the news once. So
you did?
Cool. Yeah, I think in Kamloops.
You got interviewed?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
Kind of similar to this.
So, Olin, for the very, little time that I've known you, you don't seem like you smile a lot. Do you smile? Does he smile?
He eats.
He eats.
That's what he does.
He eats and works out.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I like to smile a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, he smiles. He smiles a lot.
Does he? Yeah. So I sit in the back of the plane and I watch you walk up and down. And you just kind of like, you're in a daze.
Oh, yeah. The food's pretty good on the plane, too.
You were right then.
Like, yeah, I'm right.
Yeah. So what do you know about Olin since you've met him? Have you known for a while? Just from camp, right? Were you in camp? You were in...
First time was dev camp, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The first time you met him?
Yeah.
Didn't talk that much to each other then in dev camp, I guess. Then, rookie camp, training camp, and then now. Great guy, calm guy, fun.
Yeah.
Said, eats a lot. It's great.
So what's about that? I mean, is that just... granted, food's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of been like that.
Is that a reputation that you... Minty, is that a reputation he has?
I don't know.
Thanks for being here, Minty. Thanks for coming. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah. No, I got you. So, other thing, Olin, that I've been told about you is that you like working out. Is it a thing for you?
Oh, yeah. I think I like to do it. It's pretty fun for me. Some guys don't like it as much, but I don't know.
Yeah. There's
kinda grew up doing it.
We have guys in the past that have been on this team that don't like to work out. Mm. Yeah. But hopefully you can be a good influence.
Whatever they choose to do, it doesn't matter.
Minty, how are you?
Good. Good. You?
I'm great. Thanks. Minty, I've heard some things about you from him, Joey Cocktails. Who's basically said that you kind of say it like it is. You're a very honest guy.
I don't lie at all in my life.
No.
Never.
Never lie. So basically, Leo, do you agree?
Mm-hmm. not really, but
have I lied ever again to you?
How would you know?
Exactly, how would I know? That's true. I don't know, maybe.
Never been caught there.
it was just very, you're very honest. If you like to do something, you like it, you say it. And if you don't like it, you don't, you just, you're very, straightforward, I should say.
Yeah.
Have you always been that way?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this. This is just going so well. Leo.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you about this year, and then Minty and Olin, I'll ask you the same thing. But coming into this year, after you got signed and had that great summer and that, all the stuff that happened to you, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. Did you have any expectations of what this year would be like? What the year has turned into be, how different were those two things as far as what you thought it was going to be like and then what it ended up being like for your first year?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, when I got to training camp, I didn't know if I was going to stay here, go to
Stop lying.
No, it was not like go to San Diego or go back to Sweden to be like maybe week before first game. I didn't know. Yeah, the Pat told me that I was going to stay.
So it was the very end. He waited to the very end to tell you.
Yeah, or like, yeah, my agent told me.
Okay.
So that's basically it. Like, he told me, week before, I didn't really have any expectations. Just go out there and have fun with it.
So when you started, you played your first game, you played your first five games, you kind of start to get some games under your belt. And then did you think the season, where did you think the season was going to go for you? Like, what were your expectations then? Now that you know you made the team, you were going to play with the team throughout the course of the year. What were your thoughts on, what goals did you have for yourself?
I don't know, like goals and like points wise and stuff like that, but just go out there and play my game. This first one, I knew that I was going to get get like a lot of chances, playing with Troy and Killer and Sigurd in the beginning too. So it was, basically just to play my game and have fun out there for the first games.
Minty, did you think you were going to play as much as you did this year?
Honestly, no. Just
I'm glad you said thing. Honestly, because God, don't lie to me.
No, basically the same thing. Just no expectations at all. Just try to like earn a spot on the team. So no expectations.
What's year one been like for you? How's this experience been for you? This first
unreal,
year?
Unreal.
Describe some of the highs and some of the lows.
Highs, of course, our first like 9 games when we were like winning and stuff. Comebacks, like great comebacks, great games, great energy. And then probably injuries. I never had like injuries in my life, like long ones. Had like AC joint sprain for 4 weeks, 5 weeks. So it's been tough.
And what I mean too, Leo, that's been an issue for you too. It's been crazy. The injuries that this team has had and being able to overcome those injuries. How has that taken a toll on you mentally to try to work through those injuries and get yourself back on the ice?
This kid doesn't mind like a rest, I think.
Okay. No, it's both. Obviously I was on the load management first half of the season too. They call it. Yes. Didn't play a lot of games. And then, like third game, like after I was playing like full time, I got a knee injury.
Yep.
That was tough, of course. But also it's good like for us young guys to work in the gym too. When we're not playing. Obviously it's tough.
You scared everyone to death when you went knee to knee that last time out. We thought we were crossing our fingers that you'd come back out and be able to play the rest of the season.
Against Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
That was insane.
Yeah.
When you left the ice, everybody in the broadcast was like,
Yeah, it didn't feel good. But yeah, it was all right. Got back.
Yes, you did. Yeah. You responded.
Yeah.
That's been great. Olin, ever since you got called up March 1st, you've been here for the most part. What were your expectations coming into this year? Did you think you'd be, spending more time in San Diego? Do you think you'd get a shot up here and play as much as you're playing here to, round out the rest of the season?
I think similar to these guys, I want to just come to camp and be ready. Going to San Diego, I think I got to learn a lot, kind of develop my game more and, grow both offensively and defensively. So when I came back up, I think I felt more ready than I did at training camp.
When Jamie Drysdale was traded, in the back of your mind, did that say, you know what, maybe I'm going to get some more playing time? Because that's a guy who's got some of the same skill sets that I have. He can skate. He can jump into the rush. Did that, kind of turn a light on for you and say, hey, maybe I'm going to get some more playing time?
Maybe. I mean, for the time being now, I think there's a 7 or 8 D-men on the team now, but in the future, anything can happen. So I think for myself, I just got to keep, improving to stay.
All right. So this is the time we're filming this here. Last night was the game against the St. Louis Blues, right? So that was pretty fun to watch. Minty, you just watched because he didn't feel like playing.
Yeah, I was on your side.
Yeah, he was broadcasting on my side. It was great. It was an exciting game. And you get a team that comes into town, guys. And obviously, the Ducks, you guys were looking ahead to next year, rebuild and looking at all those things. But you have a team that's desperate like the Blues were when they came to town. Olin, you had the game on your stick when you got poached by Bennington. When was that, by the way? Was that the third period? Or was that overtime?
That overtime? That must have been like minute left.
Have you been poke checked like that before? I mean, that's kind of old school.
Yeah, I was surprised actually. Like, I was just about to move it across, like to go backhand, but he poked it right away.
Yeah, I mean, and what was it? What has it been like for you, in particular, to be able to play those type of minutes? You know, those are big minutes that, you know, Greg's putting you out there in those situations in overtime to have a chance to win the game. I mean, how has that helped you, confident wise, game wise, all those things?
Yeah, I think they're good. You know, you gotta do your best to take advantage of those situations. I mean, overtime, that's pretty fun, like 3-on-3. And I think, you know, I have some experience in the past of doing it, so that all helps.
Leo, as we sit here, 3 goals in the last 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been?
Fun.
Because you had a stretch, obviously, maybe grip the stick a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you were putting the puck on the net, just wasn't going in. But for it finally to start going in, mm-hmm. and for you to have some, I don't mean to just smiling here, that start going in, I mean, this is huge for you going into the offseason, try to find some momentum.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, I had a tough stretch there before I got injured and after. Created a lot of chances, but yeah, the puck just didn't go in. I feel like I've been shooting more too the last couple of games, and it's been paid off.
What, you know, when it comes to your game, are you feeling more comfortable? I mean, because you have the skill set. You can mm-hmm. do a lot of things out there on the ice. And it seems like some of the young guys, and correct me if I'm wrong, you want to pass first.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're thinking these days?
I mean, I've always been a pass first guy. Never really trust my shot like that.
Can you stop doing that, please?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stop doing that now for the last, what, 5 or 4 games?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I have to shoot shoot puck when I can. So, yeah, basically, just shoot the puck more.
Minty, describe Leo's game.
Honestly, or? Yes, or?
Honestly.
I like you to lie to me, actually. No.
Hardest working guy I have ever seen in my life. Of course, no. Yes. No, actually, one of the smartest players I have ever like played with. High IQ. I know he's gonna like find a right play every time. Just puck poise is insane. Honestly, like never seen anyone like that.
Yeah, and yeah. Thanks. Yeah, that was nice. He was happy. But that being said, too, because we watch Leo, too, from a broadcast perspective. And when Leo decides to turn it on, you could tell that he is head and shoulders above a lot of other people, you know, in this league. Do you guys as teammates, do you see Leo Olin and see what he can do and go?
Yeah,
the guy's pretty. The guy's pretty special.
Yeah, I think, you know, you can see it coming kind of through the neutral zone and stuff with that speed. The shiftiness and stuff is, you know, not too many guys are doing that every night like he does.
Olin, talk about Minty.
Yeah, you know, I really like playing with Minty. You know, we're both lefties, but you know, he's definitely got a knack for, you know, always finding that pass. Like, super smart player. So, you know, definitely a guy like I can learn from.
Minty, honestly, talk about Olin.
Honestly, one of the most skilled guys I've ever seen. Too.
Really?
Doesn't phrase.
That's honest. You're being honest with me.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see much though. So no, just great place on the blue line, great skill, unreal skating. So just we didn't have many shifts together, but when we played together, enjoyed it too.
What do you think, Minty, about this young decor that you guys have? And you got a lot more people coming too. You know, Olin even alluded to it. I mean, yeah, you guys have this group now that you're playing with here at the big league level, but then you have all these guys that are coming. I mean, is there an excitement level when it comes to the talent that you have coming?
Because you see everyone at the rink every day, great people. And then when you like train together, you have to like stay competitive because you know they're going to take your spot if you don't work. So it's going to like bring the energy up to.
What do you like about competition, Olin, when it comes to, you know, having guys come up and knowing that they're going to want that, you know, not, you don't necessarily have a solidified spot yet based on everything that's happening with this team?
Yeah, for sure. I think you nailed it there. I think the team's in a growing phase, you know, anything can happen with the roster. So you got to find a good balance of being good teammates and, you know, working hard and against each other in practice and stuff.
Leo, be honest with me about Minty. Describe his game.
Yeah, obviously.
Or him as a person, too.
I'll start with player. Obviously, amazing player. Set of hockey IQ, the same through the roof. Plays hard too when he wants to. I mean, you saw the fight in Chicago. He has that grit, I call it, in him.
Yeah.
Great passer and can shoot the puck too when he shoots. Sorry.
You should have asked us separately about each other.
Yeah, I should have.
Pumping the tires a little bit.
That's good. No, that's good. You guys are doing a great job pumping each other's tires too. Yeah. What about him as a person? And you guys seem like you guys, the young group on this team has gotten pretty close.
Yeah. Amazing dude. Chill guy. That's the thing. I can say. It's the amazing guy. Chill guy. Easy to talk to. A lot of lunches at North Italia, so it's been great.
But this guy doesn't come when I invite him sometimes. He just dishes me usually.
Oh, really?
That's not true.
Actually, true. He got a couple of strikes already.
Well, we were supposed to go shopping, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
But I had a thing going on, so I couldn't really... I could probably go around 4. I mean, South Coast Plaza at 4 is a little...
Too much people. On a day off.
Too much people. I mean, on a day off, I just want to be in my apartment just chilling.
Okay,
that's what I'm talking about.
So tell me, you're going to go shopping. What possibly would you guys go shopping for, Minty?
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, this guy like brands all the time.
You do too. Don't lie to me.
So, I don't know, just a...
Clothing shopping?
Yeah, clothing shopping, just like suits for like next year or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And then Comer has some gift cards to Lululemon. Big gift card guy.
Really?
Comer. Yeah. He goes only to the shops that he has like gift cards or discounts only.
All right.
It's fair.
Why not? Right? Yeah, do it. Yeah. Okay. So you're going for suits. Can someone tell Jackson Lacombe to go get another suit? Does he only have one suit?
Two. Two. The whole team.
But they have the same. They're the same color then.
The red one.
Yeah.
One is for home games. Other one for traveling. Every time.
Really?
Yeah. Same suit.
We always
what
see.
A beauty.
I always. Well, that's probably the only reason I see the one suit is on the road.
Yeah.
The road suit.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Players Lounge is presented by 24 Hour Fitness, the official fitness partner of the Anaheim Ducks. From best-in-class equipment to expert coaching and motivating group fitness classes, 24 Hour Fitness has what you need to find your strength. Olin, how's your suit game right now?
Pretty similar. I just am using two right now, so might have to get another one.
Well, has Minty called you to go to South Coast Plaza to go shopping with him?
Might have to. I don't know.
we'll soon.
Will you help him, please?
Maybe in September to prepare for the league. Maybe it'll grow in the summer. So, who knows? Maybe.
That's fantastic. What else did I want to... Oh, you know what? I want to ask you guys, too, when it comes to being, you know, obviously the up and coming guys on this team. I'm going to start with you, Olin, but when it comes to kind of the veteran guys, is there a guy on this team that is a practical joker that keeps it loose, that kind of goes after some of you guys?
I don't know. I think it's all pretty good, you know. Z is pretty lighthearted in the room. I think everyone knows that. I like joking with Stromey a bit. I think he's pretty good with the younger guys, so I don't know.
What did it mean for you? I'll get you in a minute. What did it mean for you, Olin, to have Z come over to you and take you out with the team? Was it with the team after you scored your first goal, or was it you and Z?
No, just the whole team was going out. I actually ordered, we were driving to the hotel and I ordered dinner. So I was waiting
like Uber Eats?
Talk about the hotel room first.
What?
Remember that? Matt Killer and C.
Oh yeah. We showed up to the hotel and me and Leo are roommates on the road, so we walked in and we're just like getting out of our suits, and like two or three minutes go by and Killer, Z and
Mac T,
they jumped out of like the bathroom and closet. And
how did they get in your room, dude?
They took one of our keys and just
scared the out of us. Yeah. Okay,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, not for you at the moment, but that's fantastic.
It's pretty funny.
All right, what's it like rooming with this guy on the road? You opened up. You might have opened up just a can of worms with that one there.
He's just relaxing a lot. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, just chilling basically. Right. Yeah. Phone in the bed. Not doing.
I'm getting a lot of that from you. I'm getting that vibe that you like to chill.
Yeah. Relax before the game, so.
Yeah. Is he pretty quiet? Does he snore? I mean, what?
No, not really. He's not a big snore.
Who controls the remote control when it comes to the TV?
That's a he does.
Yeah, we don't watch a lot of TV, though. No. Really.
No.
Olin put on the radio, though, last time we were at Tota.
Oh, yeah.
Found a little radio, put on his music.
Yeah, it's working pretty good.
What music? What music would that be?
Just whatever. I was testing out all the different radio stations.
It was Drake, it was Jazz. I don't know, it was a lot of stuff. It was good.
Yeah.
Do you guys play chess? Like, what do you do then?
The phone has some good qualities. TikTok, Instagram.
Oh.
A lot of good stuff on the phone nowadays.
By the way, do you follow me on Instagram?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. Haven't seen you on Instagram yet.
You need to follow me. I just got over 8,000 followers today.
How much?
8,000.
That's good.
It's not well for me.
That's good.
Well, for non.
That's good.
Yeah, talented guy. So I went to the office and I got him to follow me. So can you guys follow me today?
Yeah, I follow you.
Sure.
Minty can give you a shout out on his Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Minty, who do you room with on the road?
Jackson Lacombe.
Oh, no.
This guy was alone for the rest of the season. Like from the start, he has his own room, all road trips. Me and Comer used to be together every time.
Shankar told me that.
It was because
Mint and Comer, they live together like on a daily basis. So he told me, like,
that's right.
Yeah.
That would be the easiest.
That makes sense.
It makes sense.
That's a good excuse.
It's not an excuse. It's just, it makes sense. Makes sense.
So how is Comer? As a roommate.
Great guy.
Well, then you go right from your home to the road. So it's the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
Sometimes it's a little bit too much because he loves to play video games.
Okay.
This is only one thing that I don't like.
Okay,
he plays video games. He puts his headphones on, like, the same as this one.
Yeah.
And in the room, he just sits and yells. He just starts like screaming, yelling.
Really?
It's like.
What do you do when he's doing that?
Put my headphones in, like music, or just go somewhere, I don't know, for dinner with someone. I'll be like, I'm done. Can't do this anymore.
So how long have you been a roomies with Comer for?
Whole year.
Yeah?
Yeah, the whole year.
Well, then no, like home, back home.
Oh, home since the start of the season.
Yeah? How's that going? Well, you're still roomies. I guess
At least I can go to the different room. In hotel, just one room. So I have to like be there. Like,
so how does that work? Because Z and JD were roommates, you know, obviously for a while when they first came up with the Ducks. So what's that like with do you guys get along pretty well? And what are some of the things that bother, besides the video games, what are some of the things that bother you about him?
Besides video games, nothing. Maybe one thing. He door dashes food every time. So
nobody could you cook?
No. We don't cook. I just want to go somewhere. But I ask him to go and he's like, no, I already door dash. So it's like every time. Just sometimes I try to eat at home. So I just want to go somewhere and he like dishes me every time too.
That's why you call me.
Yeah. And then he dishes me too. So yes, I'm
never get a call about dinner ever.
With depression.
Well, unless you want to go to South Coast Plaza and there's too many people there.
True.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Leo, who do you room with? Do you have a roommate at all, or are you by yourself here at home?
No, I have no roommate.
Are you guys in? Not to dive into too much, but they still have you in a hotel, or do you guys have apartments, or how does that work?
I bought an apartment, or like rent apartment November 1st, I think. So I'll leave it to Hyatt for 2 months.
Live in the hotel. Yeah.
Kind of tough, but
what city do you live in right now? Where's your apartment at?
It's just Newport, but it's like right at the edge of Newport. So it's like Irvine, Newport, kind of.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Can you give everybody your address real quick?
Yeah. No, I won't give it.
That's cool. So you're living alone. So Olin, where are you living right now?
Hyatt House.
Okay. Is that cool?
Yeah.
I mean, you get breakfast every morning, right?
We get it at the rink though too.
Oh, so, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, it's good. It's good there.
Yeah.
I had a place in San Diego though. So.
Yeah. How was that?
It was pretty good.
I mean, it's not a bad place to play minor league hockey, right?
Yeah. Pretty nice, I guess. Good weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about playing in this for the Ducks? I mean, the beach, look at you guys are all in shorts. I mean,
that's great. Remember,
it's insane.
Yeah, playing Sweden for the last couple of years in there, and right now it's probably snowing right now, like in April.
Yeah,
so that's a big difference. Just go to rink in shorts and sandals. It's great.
Yeah, we're talking about it a lot. If we wake up like in Winnipeg, like 9 a.m. practice when it's like snowing and freezing, still dark outside. We'll be like different mood.
Yeah. By the way, if they could, I mean, no offense, but I'm not a fan of Winnipeg.
No.
That's a tough place to be.
It is so cold.
It's very chilly. Very chilly. Who's the guy for you in the room that's been, does anybody kind of, you know, give you a hard time or practical joker?
I think Ross is giving you a hard time right now.
Who?
Ross.
Oh, yeah?
Ross Johnson. I don't know why. He just, I don't know, just being tough last couple of weeks probably.
Yeah.
So I think when Bush left, Bush was helping me a lot.
Okay.
So when he left, I think Ross, he see that I have like no defense, like no one can defend me. So he started like pushing me. I don't know. I don't know why.
No, huh?
You don't know why at all?
No clue.
All right.
Do you know why, Leo?
I mean, today it was chirping him, but he's, yeah, I don't know.
Who's it been for you, Leo? Is there anybody that's a little hard on you?
I would say, I mean.
Or just having fun with you, I should say.
I don't know. Yeah, Ross too.
Ross?
Doesn't like young guys. I don't know.
He likes to show up to young guys. As Sully said, a Stromer's fan. Then obviously all the sweets, helped me a lot. Have some fun with sweets.
Yeah, this is actually insane. We have so many sweets on this team. Every time I go for lunch, I feel like I'm in Stockholm or something. it'd be like so many people around.
They all go together.
Yeah, every time. Yeah. Every time, and if I'm unlucky, I see like near them.
Yeah,
zero words. I'm not talking to them because it's like all Swedish. It's like.
And then Jackson's back playing video games.
Yeah.
So he's not even going out.
Yeah.
And then Olin's door dashing again. So he doesn't go out.
Yeah. But Olin eats a lot, so he can door dash and then go with me for dinner.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
How does he eat a lot? The guy's not even that, well, he's big, but he's not, you know, where do you put all the food, dude?
I don't know. Burn a lot of calories.
So is Olin a workout guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was trying to like, so on the plane, it's not that, you know, I was kind of trying to get around you and put my hand on your shoulder. I'm like, you're solid.
He's ripped. I was going to say.
I don't know.
Yeah, you only want to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone works out pretty hard.
Do they? Except for Leo.
you can just look at his legs. Like, come on.
That's jeans. That's bad jeans right there.
Bad jeans.
It is. My dad has small legs.
Your dad had small legs.
He told me that when I grew up, you're going to have small legs when you grow up. I was like, oh.
Bad jeans.
Damn it. Yeah, it's bad jeans.
Oh, jeez. That's...
It is. It's facts.
We can lead this podcast. It's called Bad Jeans. Bad Jeans. I think it should be called.
Yeah.
Just before I let you guys go, this has been obviously a rough go and tough one. We just talked about injuries and just getting through the season. And as we sit here today, just a handful of games left to go here. I'm going to start with you, Minty. When you talk about just trying to get through a season like this, how much does a team get closer? Does the relationships, Leo takes down a locker. Do you guys, gravitate and become closer to get through something like this together? Has this team gotten closer?
Yeah, definitely. I think in like next year or like in a couple of years, we'll like think about this year and be like laughing at it because like how hard it was.
Yeah.
So I think it definitely will bring us together.
Well, and how's the experience been for you? I know it's been a kind of a short time for you, but, to be around and how's the leadership group been during a tough time? Have the leaders been, have they helped get you guys through this?
Yeah, I think so. The losing obviously kind of takes a toll on you, I think. But you always got to, want to bounce back and bring a positive attitude to every game. I think, like Minty said, looking forward to next year's or a few years down the road, it'll definitely benefit all the guys here.
And Leo, when it comes to you and obviously the expectations are so high, we've already discussed the injuries, but, how's it been? How's the morale been on this team trying to get, obviously end on a high note to take that into the off season?
Yeah, it's always tough when you know that you're not gonna make the playoffs. Just trying to stay motivated. Yeah, motivated. But it's tough sometimes. I think we can all agree on that. But,
what's your outlook for this team in the next couple of years?
What's that?
What's your outlook for this team? Like, where do you think this team's gonna be in a couple of years?
I mean, Stanley Cup in what, 5-6 years maybe?
I would say give three. That.
Three. Now, hopefully playoffs as soon as possible. It's a goal. you know, yeah, all the young guys is just gonna grow and get better. So it's gonna be a fun ride to be a part of.
Have you looked up in the rafters and seen the Stanley Cup banner and say, mm-hmm. you know what, I'm gonna be part of another one of those?
Absolutely. Yeah, so I mean to say 3 years might be tough, but 5 years and then 5 years probably.
It's dead set, Minty, right? I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You guys are gonna have a banner up there one of these days with this team. Done. And you're being honest.
In Norway. Never.
Do you a random note, do you guys see the eclipse today?
Do you know
eclipse?
Yeah,
we're just seeing it on the
sun.
When
the moon, or I don't even know what it is.
Is that over or no?
It's over.
Oh, I didn't know. We didn't see.
All right, because your general manager Pat Verbeek walked in here with eclipse glasses.
No way.
Just didn't let you know.
That's good. Thank you.
No, if you want
to, did you take a picture or no?
If you want to ask, no, I didn't. Okay. If you want to ask him about that, I'm sure he'd want to talk to you guys about that. Yeah. Well, gents, I have nothing else. Joey Cocktails, you got anything else?
Where's the name Johnny Cocktails from?
So Joey, his last name is Liberatore. Right. Okay. So his first game in Chicago, he got a credential and it said Joey Libations, right? They screwed up and they misspelled his name. So Libations is obviously like a drink and I hated that name. I mean, he's Italian. So I'm like, Joey Cocktails just sounds better. So I just call him Cocktails.
That's great.
So you guys can go ahead and call them Cocktails.
Cocktails.
Yeah.
We will.
I think that's the way to go.
That's great.
All right, gents. Well, I appreciate you doing this and hanging out for a little bit. Owen, how was this for you?
That was pretty good. Went good, I thought.
Yeah, it was fun.
His first podcast.
Yeah.
We got it done.
First time.
Have you been in a podcast before?
No.
No, me neither. It's
first
time
for first for you?
Yeah.
First for you guys?
Debut.
How'd it go?
Minty. Debut today. Good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say to everybody? Let them know. Or are you ready to get out of here?
Honestly, I'm done. Still hungry.
go to Chipotle. Yeah. Pizza.
All right. Well, next guys, you go to South Coast Plaza. Let me know. Let me go shopping and watch you guys, pick out suits.
Sounds
and
good.
And take Olin with you next time.
Sounds
and Jackson. He needs a suit.
Jackson needs a suit.
All right. Well, this has been another edition of the Players Lounge coming at you from the Korea Studios. Thanks. Thanks, gents, for joining us. And we'll chat soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Players Lounge is presented by 24 Hour Fitness, the official fitness partner of the Anaheim Ducks. From best-in-class equipment to expert coaching and motivating group fitness classes, 24 Hour Fitness has what you need to find your strength.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.